Welcome to 10 Bestest,
where we sift through the noise so you don't have to.
Each week we share our 10 favorite things of the moment.
Anything goes. All right, welcome to 10 Bestest. I am Brian Hart.
I'm Karen McFarlane Holman.
And here we go with another great episode, and I get to go first. And my first cool sheet is a YouTube channel, and this YouTube channel is called Pasta Grannies, and I absolutely love this YouTube channel so much. It has 608,000 subscribers, and it is created by Vicky Benenson. She's the founder, and I believe she also narrates the show, and she's in it sometimes as well. She's from the UK, so she has this amazingly lovely accent, especially when she says pasta, because she says it in a British accent, which is way cooler than the way I say it. The description, as she describes it, is, "Welcome to Pasta Grannies. I find and film real Italian grannies making delicious traditional handmade pasta and sometimes soup spreads, rice dishes, and all kinds of different things." And she goes, "Because that's what grannies wanted to cook for me." And so she says she's saving skills and sharing traditions, one recipe and one granny at a time. So these are really authentic, I mean, from Italy, traditional recipes. And of course, all these grannies, they don't use recipe books or anything. They just have it all totally dialed in and do it all by hand and feel. And I just love, especially because I'm kind of in the modernist cooking realm where I like my sous vide gadgets and these things, even though that's a traditional method. But I like kind of, you know, even freeze-dried and crazy, you know, chemistry and things like that, I think are really cool. But I do love this traditional, you know, hand-making things from scratch. And I just love that she's trying to keep this tradition alive. And again, I've said this before, but check out the playlist because it has, you know, pastas, soups, grannies over 90. So they have just grannies over 90 making videos, all kinds of different things from different regions and all really cool, really good recipes. She does have a cookbook out too, and I got that as well. But definitely check out the YouTube channel, Pasta Grannies.
Oh, that makes me so hungry. And yes, I love the traditional, the old school.
Old school. Oh, man. We need more old school stuff.
And just super fun. It sounds like a blast to hang out with the grannies.
Yeah, and these grannies, you know, and so it's in Italian and sometimes they subtitle it, but you don't even need to know what they're saying. You know, they're kind of sassy. They're kind of... They're just like having a good time teaching you how to make. And like I said, I know that I don't recall if in like the description of the show, if there's a recipe, but definitely they've had that cookbook, and I bought it because I love to support YouTubers and people doing really interesting things. So I, you know, those recipes are all in there.
Nice.
At least the time that it was printed, you know, those, that realm of recipes. So very, very cool. And I'm sure they're all delicious.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my first cool sheet, I'm going to be talking about a web page. And this is a web page called 50 Bird Species and the Sounds They Make. And this is nested, pun intended, on a website called aastateofplay.com. This is a very visual website, web page that is all about birds, as you could guess. And it has all the pictures of all these birds that they show, the 50 birds. And within each picture they have some kind of a poem maybe that's about that bird, or it has a fun fact about the bird, or maybe it just has written out onomatopoeically the sound that it makes, like caw-caw or whatever. And I have just found this site to be so calming and beautiful for myself. So, and part of that is I just love bird sounds, bird calls. This is really wonderful, especially, I will say, if it's maybe fall or winter when you're not having as many birds around, or you just want to hear them on a different time of day. So when I'm up early morning, I get to enjoy all these sounds, but other times of day, it's a lot quieter. Or if you are maybe interested in what a kookaburra sounds like. So the kookaburra, who sits in the old gum tree down in Australia, is something us up here in North America don't get to hear. So you can do that as well. This could be used for education it could be used just for fun. So maybe you're with your kids and you want to have a quiz or something about what the different bird calls are or something like that. So many ways you can use and enjoy this webpage. 50 bird species and the sounds they make.
Oh, cool. Bird calls, being able to identify them, and even birds, I'm like, I know what a robin looks like. I mostly know what a crow looks like, although now I have doubts because of...
It's like, is it a raven?
Yeah, exactly. Is it a raven? Is it a crow?
Right.
The more I learn, the more confused I get on those. But it's always something that I've wanted to know more about and be, I would love to always be just able to hear a, oh, that's a so-and-so.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because we've had now several talks at TEDx Salem, several bird talks.
With birds, exactly.
Yeah, and so it's almost like we're the bird TEDx. but I never have learned as much as I've wanted to, but I've always had a curiosity of birds. So this is cool. This sounds like a really cool website.
It is.
You said, just even if you're kind of taking a break, traveling without traveling, to listen to these regions and things is very cool as well. So that's neat. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
All right. My next cool sheet is an art project, and this art project is zines. It's from Austin Kleon's website. And he's a former Cool Sheet, episode 32. And actually, one of the people that I kind of based the premise of the show when I first talked to Karen about it. So a little history there. And he made 30 zines for the first 4 weeks of quarantine. And he put them on his blog so you can read each one if you would like. But he also shares two videos. So one's a quick little two-minute video. It shows you how to make a mini zine with one piece of paper, which I love. I love the fact that it's just one single paper folded a few times. So it's super short and tiny and cool and beautiful, and you can make it super artistic. And all those, he has those 30 zines that you can look at for ideas and springboard. Then he has a second video that's over an hour long. So it goes a lot more in depth on kind of a full-size zine. Zines, if you don't know, they're short for magazine or fanzine, and they're usually very small circulation, self-published work of original, or sometimes they're, especially fanzines or maybe magazines in a genre of music or a subject matter that you might be super interested in that you share, and they're usually reproduced just via a photocopier. So it's very DIY, very independent, but also sharing your art with the world in a very small niche way, which I love. A lot of people, when they make these little mini zines, they'll leave them around the community. Sometimes they're kind of like a little secret Easter egg where you just find it and you find this little zine. I love that idea. It's one of the things that I really wanted to do while I was in quarantine, and now that I'm back working and I didn't quite get it, but there's still hope. We can always do it. It doesn't have to be quarantine. You can always make your own zine. So check out these websites and make a zine.
Yay! Brian can see I'm doing a little dance.
Yes.
I love zines. I love them. I'm so glad you talked about them. I used to be way into collecting them in the 90s, and then just kind of fell out and forgot about them, kind of
having a resurgence, I feel like. Maybe it was because of quarantine or just, I don't know. All of a sudden, I feel like they're kind of having this little bit of a resurgence. You know, there was all the online media, and this is why I love it, is because it's so, and I love online media, or online stuff.
Right.
I like technology, but I do love the tactile, the old school. Again, this is old school,
Absolutely.
Paper and folding it and doing little art projects, and you can have a lot of fun of it. You can, if you have kids, you can do it with kids. If you're an adult, you can do it as an adult. There's no rules to zines, which is why I love them.
I love that idea of the little ones.
Yeah.
I've only seen more like the half page ones, but little ones so fun.
Yep. Super cool.
Yeah, and you can be so creative. The bar, so to speak, is down. Like, you don't have to have it all perfect. In fact, it's better if it's imperfect.
That's kind of what makes them so cool.
Yeah.
Is they're just this little piece of artistic and a little piece of you into the zine.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing I'm going to talk about is the Zen Koan. Okay, so a Zen Koan is a self-paradoxical riddle. And it is a kind of meditation, you could call it, in Zen Buddhism that is used a lot. The point of this riddle, when perhaps a master gives this koan to the disciple, so to speak, is to let go of your egoic mind, to let go of your analytical mind. Our brains, they want to find answers. They want to reason through things. And that's the point of the koan, is to let go of that and to reveal more of your intuition and to release the no mind, so to speak, and not necessarily arrive at an answer, which is something that's really hard for us humans. We always want to seek and seek and seek until we have an answer. And no, that's not the point of this. So there are a lot of cool stories that are tied in with Zen koan. Sometimes a Zen koan can be short. Sometimes it's a story. So here's an example of my favorite Zen koan, where there are two Zen monks and they're traveling along this muddy road, and they come to this mud pit, and there's a woman who wants to cross it, and she can't because she'll get her dress dirty or something. And one of the monks picks her up and carries her across to the other side. And then the monks keep walking. And by the end of the day, one of the monks is so agitated by this because those monks are not supposed to get close to women. And so then he finally, at the end of the day, brings it up to the other monk. Why did you pick up that woman? You're not supposed to do that. And the other monk says, I set that woman down back by the mud pit. Are you still carrying her? I love that. I love that story. And it's a nice example of a Zen koan.
Oh, this is so cool. So what's the difference between a Zen koan and kind of a parable, which is also kind of those lessons told as stories? I mean, is it just the Zen discipline or kind of?
Yeah. So I do think,
because it reminds me a lot of kind of parables and things absolutely. Like that. These stories that teach you these lessons, which I love.
Yes.
And it sounds like I would love Zen koans, and maybe I intermingle them in my brain of which is which, possibly.
Yeah. So I think they're different types. And so one of them is like, that one is a lot more obvious. And that's why I wanted to tell that one, because I just love that story.
Yeah.
But then there's also the best. Well, you know, this one, like, what's the sound of one hand clapping, you know? So that would be an example of a Zen koan where there's not really an answer. And now a lot of jokes are made about that one, like, oh, well, I can take my hand, you know, or whatever.
Sure. There's always smarty in the group.
I think that is the difference between Zen koans and parables, is they don't necessarily have an answer or
a lesson or something to it. Okay, cool. Well, I like that. All right. My next cool sheet is a podcast, and I must have been really hungry. Besides from the zine, these are all food related. So this podcast is called Home Cooking, and you can also go to the website homecooking.show. Or you can just, your favorite podcast app, go to Home Cooking. Now, this was supposed to be a 4-part series that the two hosts did during quarantine. But of course, as quarantine has expanded a lot longer than some people thought it would be, so has their show. It's continued a little bit, which is great news because the show is fantastic. So way back in episode 61, you did the book Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And in episode 121, Jim Vu talked about the show, the Netflix show, Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And that's one of the hosts, Samin Nosrat, who authored that book and is the host of the TV show. And the other host is Hrishikesh Hirway. So in episode, way back in episode 6, I did Song Exploder, and he is the host of that. He is the founder of that wonderful podcast. He also does West Wing Weekly, and I think even another podcast. So these two teamed up, this kind of super team, and they did this supposedly quarantine podcast. They just have it's another one of these podcasts. I love it because of the relationship these two have. They're always laughing and really busting each other's chops a lot. They have tons of puns, and I mean a lot of puns. So if you don't like puns, maybe you won't like the show. But I think if you like food, you'll love it. It always makes me hungry, even if I've just ate. And they take voice memos from listeners, and they're like, I got a cod in my freezer for the last 2 years. What the heck can I do with this? And they'll, I love to make this and this and this. And that's kind of the theme of the show. They just talk about food. They have guests also, but it's all food all the time. I love it. Home Cooking.
Oh, that just sounds like it's so full of joy because you have food and laughter, and yes, you cannot go wrong with those two things.
And I don't know if you've seen the show. I know you've talked about the book before, but her attitude is so hilarious. Like she is just such a joy, and she is. She's always laughing. She's always having a good time, but she's very curious, just like we are. You instantly kind of think she's one of your friends because she's such a delight. But yeah, they're, you know, episode one, been there, done that.
Yes.
Here's what else you need to know, and it's need as in needing bread, because everybody, of course, was making bread during quarantine.
Yeah.
Cod save America, so cod the fish. So yeah, even the episode titles are super punny, and it's just a delight.
Yeah. And not taking themselves so seriously.
They're just having a really good time. It's such a fun podcast.
Awesome. Okay. Well, my next cool sheet, I'm going to be talking about a YouTube channel. And this YouTube channel, I just love it. And it is called Better Than Yesterday. I still haven't figured out who is the host. He does not reveal his name on it. But this guy has garnered over 1 million followers. So this is very well liked by more than just me. He does great narration and really has great ideas where he's pulling from. And he keeps them all short, which, who doesn't love that? He's got life tips, and he really tries to take big ideas, anything that's helping us improve our lives, but then bringing them down into tangible ideas, into small takeaways, and things that you can actually do. So like active changes. He has a lot of playlists. So I love his playlists. He's got a whole segment of videos that are all about talent mindset. And he's in those, he tells stories, like speaking of the Coens, like parables and things like that, that are really helpful. And I like stories. He's got a whole playlist about social interaction. He's got book summaries in there. So I noticed he has Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Work Week, which of course fits in with this Better Than Yesterday and self-improvement and stuff. He's got, and the Willpower Instinct is in there. Where I found him was because of his money and finance playlist. He's got some really great stuff in there. And he's just, he's really good about motivating you to try new things. And I will say you can find almost anything in there if you're interested in trying something new or just learning something new or maybe even just listening to a story. Better Than Yesterday.
Oh, that's cool. And it looks like he kind of has this little cartoony animation.
Yes, all animated. I forgot to say that. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, I've just subscribed because it sounds really cool.
Yeah, yeah. You'd mentioned someone having a British accent. You'll love his accent. I can't put my finger on what it is, but I just love it. He's a great narrator.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to I briefly was cheating and looked ahead while you talked about it, subscribed, and then looked at some of his videos. I'm like, oh, I want to watch that one.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yep.
Oh, YouTube. Gosh, so many good channels. All right, my next cool sheet is a recipe because, you know, food. So this is an apple cider vinegar dressing. And you talked about apple cider vinegar and how great it is back in episode 63. And we both love it. Just as a little recap, though, it improves digestion, lowers blood sugar levels, helps you burn fat and lose weight, improves hair and skin health, has anti-aging properties, aids in heartburn, promotes heart health, has antibacterial properties, and is low in calories. So even if like one of those are true, pretty good stuff. Also, I talked about, I think on the last episode, nutritional yeast. So that is also in this recipe, but it's only 5 ingredients. It's 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. You can go to episode 1 to find my favorite olive oil. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 3 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, 1 lemon, and some sea salt, a quarter teaspoon. That's it. You put it in a mason jar or your favorite mixing thing, put it all in there, shake it up to just incorporate all the ingredients, and instantly you have this amazing salad dressing that is super healthy because also the nutritional yeast, extra virgin olive oil is good for you. Lemon, of course, is really good for you. Even Himalayan, this says use Himalayan sea salt. I think I've talked about Aztec sea salt before. Some of my favorites, they have more minerals than just certainly don't get iodized salt if you only have an extra bonus takeaway, just throw that round cylinder salt out. Get some kosher salt at minimum, or also get sea salt and Himalayan salt is okay. I don't like the way they mine it, actually. So that's why I like Aztec sea salt and other sea salts like that. But all of that is pretty good for you. It's super easy to make, and it only lasts maybe a week max. So keep that in mind. But definitely check out this recipe for apple cider vinegar dressing.
And I can attest to this.
Yes, that's right.
You told me about that recipe a little while back. And
I gave you a little sneak peek, and
really
you used
good.
It. And you, yeah, and even the kids liked it, right?
My kids loved it. Yes.
Possibly. So, you know, it's just an oil and vinegar. Very easy, but just some really good with the apple cider vinegar and the nutritional yeast gives a good nami flavoring.
Yeah, and good. It's good for Julian, who's a vegan, having the nutritional yeast in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's vegan friendly. It's healthy. What else do you want? It's great.
Excellent. Awesome. Okay, my next cool sheet, I'm going to be talking about an app. And this is a super cool app. And I'm going to nerd out as a musician. So this is absolutely targeted as musicians. But I would say anyone who's interested in doing any kind of recording where you would have more than one track. You could even have, if you did spoken word stuff or sound effects or whatever. But it is targeted at musicians who maybe they want to play one track, say they play rhythm guitar, and they want to practice playing lead riffs over it. So you could play your own track and then you can then layer on top of that with practicing a riff or maybe writing some music. And then I will say this is a really powerful and wonderful app for anyone who wants to learn the concepts behind audio mixing, because it is visual and it is more visual than any other kind of mixing program I've ever seen. And so, and I say this being someone who has been in recording studios with my bands for the last 25 years. So I've seen even back when it was all analog, but the way this is done, it is not just using one dimension. We're talking two dimensions. And so meaning you can see like, oh, the sound of this track is forward and then over to the right. And then you actually see it going. And if you don't know what I mean by that, that's what this app would show you is how something is brought forward. And, you know, when audio engineers talk about, oh yeah, bring the vocals forward, bring them to the left, and you can actually see it. So it is a really cool way to learn more about it. I love this app. It is called Spire. I don't know if I said that in the beginning or not, because I was so excited to talk about it. But in any case, great app, Spire.
Wow, that is cool. That sounds really cool. I love visual stuff. I'm very much a visual learner. So this is really cool. I'm looking forward
free.
To seeing it.
I forgot to say it. It's a free app.
Even better.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right. My last cool sheet, another kitchen-centric thing. This is a kitchen tool, one of my favorite kitchen gadgets, and that is a microplane zester or grater. Usually, you see them as these long silver with a nice little grip handle. And let me tell you, this baby is sharp. So once you first get one, be careful. And I've knew it was sharp and I saw the warnings and I still cut myself. And that thing will zest your finger right off. So these babies are surgical grade stainless steel. Very, very sharp, but they are fantastic. And I wasn't sure I was going to talk about this as a cool sheet, but then I was some of my favorite cooking hosts on a different YouTube channel. Three of them talked about how it was also their favorite. So it gave me a little bit of justification. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, it's not just me. It's a whole bunch of people. Again, be very careful cleaning it as well. You can't just take a sponge. It will grate that sponge right off. I learned the hard way on that one too. You got to go with the blades and you got to be very careful. But it's not just for zest, although it is amazing at zesting lemons and limes and any citrus like that. But it also grate really well, hard cheeses. It's really good for that. Even ginger, fresh turmeric, garlic even. Anything that you would finely mince, you could work with a microplane. But it is kind of, it's my new secret weapon in cooking because you can use it for so many things. Also, nutmeg, did I mention that? If you get a whole nutmeg and you, because using fresh herbs like that and spices and nuts and things like that, and grating them will make your food 10 times better than if you use the old, it's been in your spice drawer for 10 years that has zero flavor left anymore. So this is a microplane zester / grater.
I have one because of you.
Oh,
because,
whoa.
Yeah, because no you way. Told me about freshly grating whole nutmegs.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I'm all about that.
Yeah, for
and
drinks,
I got one.
For desserts, ugh. For all kinds, you know, pies.
It's so good.
It's so, so yeah. good.
So I don't buy ground nutmeg anymore.
There's no need because
no.
these nuts will stay fresher longer.
Yes.
Than, and they're so, I mean, you can tell.
Oh,
go
clearly,
grab
yeah.
your old nutmeg spice, mm-hmm. open it up, ground up nutmeg, and then take one of these nuts and grate a little
yes.
bit and do a little sniff test, and you will just throw the ground nutmeg
yeah.
in. You're like,
yeah.
why bother? It takes seconds
Look
to
at
do
you.
It.
Throw out your iodized salt. Throw out your yeah. old nutmeg.
That's right. I'm telling you, not only the coolest stuff to have, but all this other stuff you can boot out.
Oh, so great. But yeah, it was, as you were talking, I'm looking at my knuckle on my right
oh,
thumb.
No.
That's from grating it.
Really? So you have a fresh battle wound.
I have a
wound.
Fresh one. Yep.
Oh, no. I should have came out with this cool sheet sooner with my
no,
25 warnings.
I know. I. It just happens, you know.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway.
And
you that's, know,
that's like when I did, I grabbed, or I got a food processor. I remember this is a long time ago, but I finally, like, I got a food processor. I'm so excited. And there's 15 warnings. This blade is sharp and there's one on the blade. And I looked
yeah.
as I looked at it and yeah. the blade like kind of slit and it cut me wide open. And I was like surgical grade sharpening is a,
yes.
is a serious thing.
I, yeah. So. Food processor slice is somewhere on my fingers. Not too bad though. That one didn't draw blood anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
It does.
Okay, well, I am to my last cool sheet, and I am going to be talking about a most fabulous distillery. It is called Divine Distillers, and this one happens to be in Salem, Oregon, where we live and where we are broadcasting from, recording from. But of course, you can, I'm sure you could order what they have, or I would say just find your local distillery, you know, support local is always great as well. So I love these people. They have a great, interesting background. They've both lived around the world. This is a husband and wife team. And so they have a great background in just what brought them here and to start this distillery. And then I also just love the name. The name of their distillery is all about, it's under the theme of Dante's Divine Comedy, where, of course, there's the whole story of the journey through the nine circles of hell, through purgatory, and eventually into paradise. So all of their spirits have some kind of, it's tied in with those themes. So they have some herbally ones that are tied in with purgatory. And then when you, what's really cool is if you go there to taste now during when the pandemic first started and everything was under quarantine, they couldn't be open. So instead what they did is they put all of their efforts into making hand sanitizers, which is just wonderful. Whenever a business just they pivot and then they do something to help is wonderful. And one of my colleagues at Willamette spearheaded this, you know, as a chemist, figured out how they should be combined. And then they were doing the distilling and it's just wonderful. But now they're open again. So you can also enjoy what they have to offer. Just such a great place. Divine Distillers.
Yes. So cool. And I think a lot of distilleries around the United States did that where
yeah.
they did the pivot, but it was so needed, of course, because you couldn't find a sanitizer on the
mm-hmm.
shelf for quite a while. And I volunteered. I spent a day where I emptied a bunch of wine bottles and put them in this big vat and
yes.
helped them. It was only one day, but it was actually the first day that I went outside into the world
oh, wow.
in like
oh,
a 3-week period. You know, I was in pretty serious lockdown, but I was like, well, this is a very good cause. I'll do it. A friend of mine asked who I couldn't say no to, but also, you know, it made me feel good to do it. But it was hard work.
Oh, definitely.
I think we did 2 pallets of wine. We emptied them and I have blisters and cuts and all kinds of things. It was not light work, but very gratifying. Very cool that they were doing it. And now I want to check out some of the actual booze.
Some of that. Yeah. Wow. The work you did there, the work I did for them was a lot different. We were in the lab and we're measuring out stuff, and it was way cooler
than what I did. I didn't
get any blisters.
Yeah.
But that is much needed as well. And that reminds me that when they were getting the alcohol, it wasn't just from them. It was wineries were donating. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot. It was just a huge community effort. So,
yeah, so cool to see. And then the people that volunteered to help them make it. It was just so. And then people would just come as we were emptying them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they would have a little mason jar or whatever, and they'd fill it up for them, and then they'd leave. And I don't know if they were giving it away, or at least for a while they might have been.
They were definitely giving it away.
Yeah, so cool. Such a really cool community thing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and go check out your local distillery if you're not here in Salem. But if you come, check them out too. All right. Thanks, everyone. Stay curious.
Want to learn more about this week's cool sheets?
Head on over to 10bestus, that's 10bestus.com, for links to all of our cool sheets.
And sign up for our monthly newsletter with bonus cool sheets and other fun stuff.
10bestus will be back with an all-new episode next Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.